Hey, Ruthann, welcome to Talk CDL once again.
Hey.
I always welcome you.
I know, I don't know why.
Well, I feel like I should. So here we are, and we are actually going to start a new segment like we used to do years ago called Carrier Spotlight. Mm-hmm. And this spotlight, for all drivers to know, is going to be companies that we spotlight, but it'll be separate from the normal podcast that'll be released like midweek sometime. So we are going to start off with one of our carriers that's a sponsor of the show, Carter Lumber, Ruthann.
It's the carrier that we talk a lot about that wants Class A and Class B drivers for local runs.
Yeah, so drivers, if you're east of the Mississippi, you're going to want to at least tune in for the next 15, 20 minutes and hear what Carter Lumber has to offer you. Right now, we have Russ with us. He's one of the managers. Russ, are you out of Akron?
Yes, sir.
And what's your last name, Russ?
Murphy, M-U-R-P-H-Y.
And you are the head honcho at the Akron store, correct?
That is correct.
So how are you doing today?
Very good. How about yourself?
I'm not too bad. How long have you been with Carter Lumber?
About 22 years.
Oh, wow. Nice. So, and how long has Carter Lumber been in business?
Since 1932.
Really nice. Coming up on 100 years here in another decade.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. Wow. So, tell us a little bit about, you know, the operation and like what you guys do on a day-to-day basis. How does the day unfold? First off, Carter Lumber is a supplier for what I'm guessing is you're more of a supplier for home building and stuff like that for building materials?
Yes. Yep. Building materials. Yes, sir. We start every morning, usually about 4 o'clock in the morning. I'll have guys here. They're building loads. They're loading trucks, you know, getting stuff ready for the day. Normally, when a driver comes in, his load is loaded, strapped, checked. Everything's ready to rock and roll. He gets in. He does his pre-check, logs in. He's ready to go. Hits the road running. We try to do that every day because first outs are very important. It's good to start off on the right foot, and it also limits, you know, standing around. You know, a lot of guys want to come in, they want to get their runs done, and they want to go home. And, I mean, we offer that because my drivers usually get here at 6. We start at 4, so everything's ready to go for them when they want to roll.
That was going to be one of my questions. So you have people that do the loading, and the truck driver, he just comes in and picks up a preloaded trailer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. His truck is loaded. Like I said, we have spare trailers loaded, ready for the second runs. We're getting an additional trailer in to basically limit the turnaround time. So a lot of guys, they want to go. You know, they don't want to stand around. They don't want to wait. They just want to go. So we try to accommodate that, and it helps us be more efficient in the yard.
So Russ, as far as shifts go, we're talking right now. We're talking morning shift. Is that the only shift Carter Lumber does? Like, you don't have guys clocking in at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon and running till midnight?
No, sir. I can tell you on a normal day, our CDL, most all of our drivers, because we also have non-CDL drivers for box trucks and flatbeds. But for our CDL drivers, you're running usually around 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. I like when my guys are out. I leave at 4 p.m., so I want to make sure that my drivers are back. I don't like them out after I leave.
So these guys can max out their hours. Like, did you say it's Monday through Friday, pretty much their work week?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And they can run, they can drive for 11 hours. They can work for 14 hours a day, but they can drive for 11 hours. So, but like I said, we very rarely, you're working 9-10 hours a day.
Now, what about for the guy that wants overtime? Is there Saturday work for a guy that wants to volunteer, or is that you're pretty much a Monday through Friday operation?
It's a Monday through Friday operation, but if a guy comes back and, you know, he wants to get hours, I have no problem paying overtime, because, I mean, I want the guys to take care of their trucks. I want them to have time to maintenance things and, you know, swap out straps and do the things to keep their truck right. But we do that all the time.
So as far as a radius, you know, like just for example, let's just stick with Class A for a second, and we'll get to the B in a second. So a Class A driver that works for Carter Lumber out of the Akron facility, what do you think the farthest out he'll deliver? Like he won't go down to Columbus or anything like that. He's pretty much the Akron area, like a radius, or how does that work?
I would say it's a 150 mile radius. We go as far north as the Lake Erie. You know, we go as far west as, I'm going to say, Elyria, a little further west than Elyria, a lot in Medina. You'll do the north side of Columbus. A lot of times we try not to do the south side of Columbus because of the time factor. And plus, we also have other locations towards that area that we can service that business. But yeah, you're looking north side of Columbus all the way out towards Youngstown. So yeah, it's about 150 mile radius. We don't go out of state a lot. Very, very rarely.
You had mentioned earlier about the drivers and their trucks. Tell us, do the drivers keep their own truck, or where do the trucks go? Do they get to take them home? What kind of situation is that?
Okay, when they bring them back the last day, everybody, you don't have an assigned truck, but everybody knows who drives that truck. So if Nick's on vacation, normally no one drives that truck. If Bill's on vacation, normally nobody drives that truck, but it's not really an assigned truck.
Okay, so they pretty much know who's got their favorite trucks, and they kind of stay with their favorite, and they can, like you said, have their specific straps that you supply, but to where they have, you know, some of them get really comfortable with a specific type, so they can have it the way they want.
Absolutely, absolutely, that is the case here.
And where do those trucks stay?
They stay in the yard, at the location.
So they don't have to worry about trying to find a place to park their trucks at all?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Did you mention how far out you actually try to hire these drivers from your actual terminal?
We normally will put them up on sites. If we're looking for a CDL guy, CDL A, CDL B, we'll put it out on a site. A guy will come in and say, hey, you know, I'm interested. And a lot of times I'll get the, even if he's like, say he's in West Virginia, I'll say, okay, well, you know, this is the Akron store, but I do have a store close to you, and I can reach out to that guy if you're interested. So a lot of times if I see it, I'm always trying to help somebody out, especially if we can get a good driver in. I have no problem. I can reach out to other locations and say, hey, I got a guy, or hey, I got a guy that's real close to you. He's looking for a job. You know, here's his name and here's his contact. So yes, normally if I see something like that, I will pass it along to the closest store.
What kind of requirements are you looking for in a driver?
I can say, I mean, mostly for me, it's attitude. I mean, can you physically do the job? Are you going to have a good attitude? Are you going to treat the customers the right way? Because, you know, that's what we're all about. We got to take care of our customers, because if we don't have any customers, nobody has a job. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to qualifications, I honestly, if you're physically able to do the job, we do some job site pickups with a machine. Everything we deliver, we have a machine with it. It's a truck mounted forklift. So you're not having to hand stack stuff. You can just go come in, pick it up.
What kind of experience do you want them to have?
I will hire guys right out of school.
Really?
Yeah, I will hire a guy right out of school.
So Class A, Class B, Russ, right out of school?
Yes, right out of trucking school.
That's beautiful. And now, let me ask you, does that go for all of Carter Lumber? Because you have 160 locations. So I guess it's all east of the Mississippi. So is the hiring requirements the same? Can a driver, say, in Virginia, I don't know if you have a facility there, or a driver in Pennsylvania, can they all come fresh out of trucking school and be home every day local trucking?
I can say, depending on the location, I can't speak for all the managers, but I couldn't see a manager turning a guy down. It was no, I couldn't see it. If you need a guy and yeah, you're going to take a guy with experience over a guy who's brand new, but it's going to be a case by case basis. You know, you're going to sit down, you're going to have the conversation with the guy. You're going to, you know, give him a rundown. You know, are you local? You know, what are you looking to do? And you're going to take the best candidate. We have experienced drivers at this location. So it makes it easier for us to take a guy who's brand new, and we can say, this is how we do things. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the safe way to do it.
Right.
You know, especially with the machine. You know, a lot of guys don't have that experience with the truck mounted forklift. I'll put a brand new guy in for a month with another driver. However long it takes, it doesn't make any difference to me. It's kind of hard for me to speak about other locations because I don't know, you know, their attitudes about it, but I couldn't see a manager turning a guy down just because he didn't have any experience.
What kind of, what's your age minimum?
Age minimum? Or did you say minimum?
Yeah, because I mean, with some, when they're inside the state, if they get their CDL now inside the state, they can start at a younger age. But what does Carter Lumber require as far as with insurance, how young they have to, you know, what's the minimum requirement for that?
To operate equipment at Carter Lumber, you got to be 18 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know about CDL. I don't think there's a requirement on CDL. I really don't.
Yeah, if you look at interstate versus intrastate, I see what Ruth Ann's getting at. Somebody can get their Class A in the state of Ohio at 18. They just can't cross state line until they're 21. And they're actually, the DOT's working on changing that now. But so it would be nice to find out if you could take a Class A driver fresh out of school that's, say, 19 years of age driving a Class A CDL?
If they haven't changed that, though, I believe we are intrastate.
Yeah, you said that you don't leave, you don't cross the border, so that's what I was assuming, but I wanted to clarify it and make sure everybody did know, because, you know, that's a great career start for these young men out here that are just getting into the CDLs.
Yeah, we have young truckers, people that are like, just, you know, a lot of high schools are implementing plans now for CDL drivers, believe it or not. California, Maryland, we've been seeing them pop up all over the place, like in shop class, VOAG class. Now they have trucker class in a lot of them. And we get emails from these young truckers, you know, asking, do you know of a place that will hire me at 18 to drive intrastate? And we don't know of many, because of insurance reasons, a lot of companies do or don't, but it would be really awesome with all your locations. You sure could help out some young people getting, you know, into the industry.
I agree.
Yep. So, hey, a question for you. Now, you do have van trailers and flatbed trailers. Is that how that works over there? You have obviously flatbed for like trusses probably and longboards, but do you also haul the 53 foot dry vans?
We do not. We do not. At this location, we do not have those pieces of equipment. The trailer would be a flat, and it would have a truck mounted forklift on the back.
And now, the truck mounted, that's that the three wheel Moffitt? Is that what that is?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so you guys provide the training for that?
Yes, sir.
Also. Awesome. That is really cool. So, Ruthann, what did you have?
What kind of benefits? What can a driver expect from Carter Lumber if they are hired on?
I can tell you that we do medical, dental, vision. We have life insurance. We have, I was told it was similar to a teacher, is what I've been told. And it's relatively inexpensive. It's not very expensive. We haven't raised rates, I believe, in 3 or 4 years for the employee. But I've been told it's similar to a teacher. We have a 401k match, up to 6%. Wow. They match it a quarter up to 6%. There's different retirement investment opportunities. They offer Roths. We have a company that manages that for us. So, yeah, the benefits package is decent. You get paid time off, vacations. After, I believe, a year, you get 2 weeks vacation. You get 3 sick days. At this location, I call it paid time off. We have, after 10 years, you get 3 weeks paid vacation. Jury duty pay, I mean, it's extensive.
Sounds like it's great. And they get paid hourly, right?
Yes.
And, yeah, we know that Carter Lumber has... a good paying job. You wouldn't be there 22 years, Russ.
I love this company. I couldn't think of working anywhere else.
With 160 locations, I would guess there's probably a lot of drivers that have been around for many, many years there and have retired.
Yes, yes. I mean, I have guys, when I first started, I've got a core of guys that's been with me over 5 years. Of course, I have new guys, you know, other guys move on to other locations, but I have core guys. My Class A guys have been here over 5 years, both Class A guys.
Hmm. See, to me, when you see longevity at a company, that tells you a lot about the company.
It definitely does.
So now when applying, we obviously we have a commercial with Carter Lumber running on Talk CDL every week. We send them to carterlumber.com/talkCDL, and there's a small little... application or whatever you would call it. It's like 5 or 6 questions, Ruthann, mm-hmm. that they fill out. And then I guess after that, somebody can get a hold of them, bring them in. So is it a pretty quick hiring process, what I'm getting at? Like if somebody applied today, when are they on the road? You drug screen them, orientate them, and get them on the road within a couple of days? How does that work?
I would say that the whole process, starting from the beginning, we have to wait for a background check and a drug test. We do wait for that. We do the first day, I'm going to say, was paperwork and orientation, safety training on a computer, live safety training, and then they're on the road. The last guy I hired was a Class B. He was on the road in 2 days. So it probably took a week to get him in, you know, to get everything taken care of, and then 2 days he was on the road.
Mm-hmm. Ruthann, a young man called me last night and was talking to me, and he said he's graduating trucking school. This guy was in upstate New York. And he said, yeah, I'm looking to be home every day. And I literally said to the guy, I said, well, then throw your CDL away. I said, if you don't put some time on the road, you know, you're not going to really break into the industry that well. But if I would have known Carter Lumber, you know, I don't know if he's near one of their facilities. But I mean, I think it's the opportunity. I did not realize, are then. Mm-hmm. The opportunities.
Right, I agree.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, Russ, do you have anything you'd like to add for us? I mean, just out of off the top of your head, I mean, you said there's 160 locations. Can you rattle off some cities where there's a Carter Lumber near one of these drivers that are listening?
Well, I can tell you that we have, I got the states. I can get close to the cities. I can get the states. We've got Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, West Virginia, Kentucky, Virginia, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia. And we have 170 locations.
Where, just out of curiosity, where in Pennsylvania is your location?
We have one in Erie. We have one in, you know what? I really have to look.
Okay. You know, let me know. I'm actually coming up that way in a week. I'm going to be going to Pennsylvania, and then I'm going to be heading over to West Virginia to hunt. And I'd love to stop in and maybe video some of the trucks at one of the terminals. I'm going to be coming through North Carolina all the way up to Pennsylvania, and then I'm going to backtrack over to West Virginia.
Yeah, absolutely. You're more than welcome to come in and take a look. I know, like I said, for Pennsylvania, I know we have one in Erie. I believe there's one in Lancaster.
We're at do you know where the North Carolina one's at?
North Carolina is going to be Charlotte. I believe there's four locations around Charlotte. Rock Hill. I believe is Rock Hill, North Carolina, or is that South Carolina?
I think Rock Hill, South Carolina. I think it's at the top of South Carolina, almost in the North. I think, if I remember correctly, I'm not sure. It could be North Carolina, but I am coming right through Charlotte.
Yeah, Charlotte's beautiful.
Yeah, I'll have to set something up, maybe stop in there. Awesome.
So,
go ahead, Ruthann.
I figured I would ask Russ, what would you want to say to me to have me come work for Carter Lumber?
Yeah, give us a couple in closing. Give us some really good reasons why a truck driver should choose Carter Lumber for real, not just the good money they can make, but why really Carter Lumber? Why is it a good?
What made you stay 22 years?
Why is it a retirement choice?
Well, what made me stay is because I work with family. I work with my family and my friends. I mean, I love these guys. And when I say family, I mean, I feel like these guys are my family. You know, they're not my family, but I feel like they are. And it's a family-owned company. We treat our people the right way. I'm not going to treat people like garbage. I got people that underneath me, you know, supervisors, dispatchers. We treat people the right way because I want somebody to want to come work. I don't want them to come work here because they have to work. Mm-hmm. I want them to come work here because they get treated the right way.
That's
what made me stay 22 years. And I've told this to guys. You know, I had a guy come in my office the other day. He had some problems. We worked through it. No problem. I mean, talking family problems at home. I said, you don't need to worry about that. I said, we got you because you're part of the family here. We're going to help you get through your family problems at home. And I don't just say that. I live it.
Ruthann, I've always said you could pay me $5,000 a week. If I'm miserable, I'm not going to stay somewhere. Yeah. Sounds like Carter Lumber is really cool. I might actually quit my job and go up there and work for Russ.
Want to come up? Akron, Ohio, baby.
He wouldn't last that far up north. He don't like the cold.
No, man, down in Florida. It's nice and warm. It's going to snow this
week. And Russ, we are Steelers fans in this family, so I don't know if you're on the Browns side or not.
You can't work here, bro.
So I could tell you right now it's 70 degrees here.
Yeah.
It's not too bad today. It's about 65 today. And yes, you can work here and be a Steelers fan because I'm surrounded by Steelers fans.
Yeah, it's 70 degrees here with a hurricane going on. All right, well, Russ, thank you so much for coming on and letting everybody know about Carter Lumber. I tell you, some of the things that we've learned today, Ruthann, about, you know, a guy coming out of school, that's so awesome.
Yeah.
We hope that... you know, Carter Lumber keeps on thriving and growing and providing, you know, employment for people across the country. And if there's any time you ever want to come back on the show, Russ, just let us know. We'd love to have you back on.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Russ.
Thank you, Russ.
Yeah, have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Ruthann, that was Carter Lumber. And I want to one more time leave the address. If you're a driver that's a student graduating near one of these Carter Lumber facilities, or if you're a driver that's over the road and you're wanting to be home every day, get out of the craziness of being over the road, go to www.carterlumber.com/talkCDL. And if you by chance just pick up the phone and call them, go ahead and let them know that you heard about Carter Lumber on Talk CDL. And good luck with your new employment with Carter Lumber.
Yeah, definitely fresh eyes at 170 locations right now east of the Mississippi.
Ruthann, we are out of here. Peace.
Peace.
Praise the Lord.